In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Life is short, too short, seen in the perspective of eternity. For this reason, we must take this short life seriously, since we are risking a happy or unhappy eternity. This life is an exam for eternity. God has loved us forever, and He wants us to be eternally happy. But at the same time, He wants us to be free, and He does not want to force us to go to heaven by obligation, but by our own free will. Lamentably, many people will decide to live far from God in the life after death. They have become accustomed in this world to living without Him, and they do not want to love Him or live next to Him. And God will respect their freedom forever. This is the tragedy of many human beings who will prefer hell with demons instead of living with God and the saints in heaven. If we ask all the men in the world if they want to be happy, surely they would all say yes. If we ask them if they want to go to heaven and be happy forever, they would also say yes. But in this world, they want to be happy according to their way of understanding happiness, that is, living an extreme and unreasonable involvement in physical pleasures, without any restrictions, enjoying all the pleasures that life offers. But we already see how many of these thinkers end up slaves to vices, slaves to drugs, alcohol, sex, and other vices. And instead of being freer and happier, they end up being more enslaved and unhappy. And if this happens in this world, something similar happens in the life after death. They want to be happy in a heaven made to their liking, with all kinds of pleasures like on the earth. And if in the life after death, God will take them to heaven, they themselves would leave, because they would not find the happiness they were looking for, according to their vices and pleasures. So, it is logical that hell is their alternative, because being away from God, they will feel freer and happier? No, it will happen to them as it happened on earth. Seeking to be happy, they will find themselves with more suffering, slavery, and unhappiness. How sad! God has created His creatures, we the human beings, with all His infinite love. And they freely reject the love of God and prefer the heartbreak and unhappiness of their pleasures. And God, as a father who wants them free, will only be able to tell them at that moment of their death, "My son or daughter, if you don't love me, I respect your free will. Go where you want. I don't want to force you to be happy by my side." That is the great mystery of human freedom. The sacramentals are sacred signs instituted by the Church, whose purpose is to prepare men to receive the fruit of the sacraments and sanctify the various circumstances of life. They are, for example, the sign of the cross, holy water, crucifixes, and the imposition of hands to bless. Among the sacramentals, we have in the first place the blessings of people, animals, buildings, or things. Also, the scapulars, especially the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, also known as the brown scapular. We also have blessed medals, especially the miraculous medal, the images of the Sacred Heart of Our Lord Jesus Christ, the detente scapular of the Heart of Jesus, as well as the images of Jesus, of the Virgin Mary, of saints or angels. The Christian worship of images is not contrary to the first commandment that prohibits idols. The honor given to an image goes back to the original model as described by Saint Basil. Whoever venerates an image venerates the person it represents, stated in the Council of Nicaea II and Council of Trent. The honor paid to images is a respectful veneration, not an adoration that corresponds only to God. Saint Teresa of Avila, also known as Saint Teresa of Jesus, told us, "Wherever we see the image of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is good to revere it, even if the devil has painted it, because he is a great painter, and instead he does us a good deed, wanting to do us harm." I understood this because when we see a very good image, even if we knew it had been painted by a bad man, we would not stop esteeming the image, nor would we pay attention to the painter to take away our devotion. The good or evil is not in the picture, but in the one who sees it and does not humbly take advantage of it. And Saint Teresa of Avila continues, "I had read in a book that it was an imperfection to have unusual images, and I understood this, that what the devil did in the Lutherans was to take away all the means to awaken more people, and thus they were lost." Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque said, "As Jesus is the source of all blessings, he will pour them out abundantly in all places where the image of his Sacred Heart is honored." Other sacramentals are the miraculous water from Lourdes and other Marian shrines, and the oil from the lamp that burns before the image of the Virgin Mary in the sanctuary of Our Lady of Lourdes in France. Also, the oil placed before the image of Saint Joseph, as Saint André Bessette recommended. God has also performed many miracles through the earth of the Cave of Apparitions of Trefontaine Abbey in Rome, and from the Chapel of the Milk Grotto of Our Lady in Bethlehem. Similarly, through the tears of water or blood that have miraculously come out of some sacred images, such as in Akita, Japan, or in Naju, South Korea. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.